What's going on?
Dude, he hasn't had a washing machine.
The washer's worked for a while. Right now, it's like broken.
What? Is that our callback, Taco?
We're recording right now.
Welcome back to Young Bucks Podcast, episode 96.
I don't know, but you should have done your research.
Flip it around.
Kyle, Heiss, Noah, Chris.
What? Flip what around?
Never mind.
Keep going. Yep.
Welcome back to episode 96 of the Young Bucks Podcast. I'm Chris. This is Noah. That's Henry. That's
I'm Kyle.
I love the opportunity to just steal the intro.
I got to.
He has to find a way to do it.
Every time. We're here, Young Bucks Podcast. We got four mics. Isn't that awesome? First four man with four mics.
Drop the mic.
Hey, it's okay, dude. In a few months, you can do the intro every episode.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
No, not right now. Mm.
Oh, not right now. What?
Anyways, welcome back to Young Bucks Podcast, episode 96.
Do you also want to take a stab at introing the episode?
No, I'm all right.
All right. Okay, dude, now the episode is going to suck.
3 months to a guest intro.
Yeah, you're right. You will. Yep.
Wait, why are you guys going to have the chance to introduce the podcast?
Not yet.
I think it's episode 84 was the last time you guys have been on. That's 3 months ago.
Kyle was on episode 90 12 weeks. Well.
Mm. So it's been 12 weeks. Wow.
Anything to say? It's been...
You had a fuzzy
in that time?
Anything to say? No, but like I've missed this energy.
Mm-hmm.
This is good energy. When Chris isn't on his phone, it's better. But
I was looking at the last time you were on. It was episode 84. You were on episode 90. Yours was 84. Yours was 95. Mine was 95.
So 96. This is episode 96.
Oh, yeah, I was right.
Yeah, no, nothing's new with me. Nothing at all. All
right, cool, great. Yep. Noah, anything new?
Trying to think. I don't think so. All
right, wait.
Was your washing machine working at that time?
Yes.
I was thinking something a little more big than that.
Oh.
Had you quit
What
would
you
job?
Think? Yes. Okay. Definitely.
Most certainly.
Wait.
So,
if you guys are wondering.
So,
you had a washing machine?
Yes.
All right. So, when did the washing machine break?
A couple days ago.
But so, you've been going without a dryer for like 4 years now.
We just hang dry it.
Oh yeah, I do too. It's fine. It works.
Yeah.
You just have
no
to,
shame. I
no,
do
there's
that too.
There's
you
no
have
shame
to
in hang drying.
Plan
sure.
your laundry though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. If I want an outfit for a thing, it's like a 2 days ahead of time type of thing.
Or it's a lot of underwear.
Yeah, or it's a blow dry it for 2 hours before the event type of thing.
Nope. Hard pass.
You can't say I'm in there.
Yeah.
Well,
your clothes
he
you
doesn't
blow
actually
dry.
Have a dryer, though. I actually don't have a dryer either.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You have any thoughts on that?
It's great. My clothes don't shrink.
It's fair.
You just plan ahead.
Yeah.
The only thing is everything's kind of wrinkled.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the dryer removes the wrinkles.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How long have you not had a dryer?
Hey, did you know there's wrinkle spray?
I don't remember.
Ever?
No, not ever.
Do you know what a dryer looks like?
Yeah.
Have you ever been shoved inside of a dryer?
No.
Okay.
Have you been shoved inside of a dryer?
I don't want to talk about it, but...
all right.
No. Did you know there's like wrinkle release spray? So you can like spray your clothes and it'll take the wrinkles out? So you could get that.
That's not the thing. That's the bad part is like static. That's the bad
I hate static.
It sucks.
Dry skin and static, dude.
I'd be grabbing dryer sheets. But you can put like a dryer sheet in.
Hang on.
I thought we were talking about hang drying.
Huh?
You don't get static when you hang dry.
Dude, it's so bad. I don't know what they're doing.
What are you hang drying on? The power pole? Like, I'm confused.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, where does the static actually come from?
It definitely comes from the clothes going, rubbing together in the dryer.
Who is static?
What?
Do you have dry skin?
Do you moisturize?
I do.
Me too. What about
that? That could be why. That could be why.
You hear that? I definitely don't moisturize.
Do you moisturize? Depends. I moisturize my face and I put lotion on my hands.
Yeah, it depends on the day.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, I'm a daily face moisturizer.
Okay, so what you meant to say was... Never mind. What is on your burster? Never mind.
What?
No. It's just, there's like no good way to go about what I was trying to say, so I'm just not going to say it.
Yeah,
it's better that way.
I see where you're trying to get to.
Yeah. I don't. Well, whatever, dude. Anyway, so you're drinking Red Bull. Those are horrible for you.
Yeah. True. Hey, last time you were on, you had some grounds to make fun of him drinking a bunch of sugar. Wait, really? And caffeine.
I don't remember that. I don't remember anything about
that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Oh, yeah, the no sugar challenge.
Oh,
yeah,
you're right.
I didn't do that.
Could you inform me on that?
No, I never did that.
What?
No, I didn't. I swear. Oh, it was all a joke.
You weren't having like a David Goggins challenge?
I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. I've been waiting for this day to tell you. I've been playing you guys the whole time. I've been eating M&M's and stuff. I don't care.
No, he hasn't.
The entire time? Yeah, the entire time.
That is very believable.
No, he's just trying to get back at us.
No, I'm being dead serious. I just wouldn't eat sugar around you guys because I had to play the part. But when I'm gone, when I'm by myself, I'm eating sugar. Like 100%. No,
he could not have went 12 weeks without telling us that.
I could not have went 12 weeks without eating sugar. I was about to say,
which one is more plausible?
That's true.
Okay, there's no point. The amount of like talking it up,
right? Because I
told someone
I was playing you.
Kyle can't keep anything to himself.
I was playing you that hard, bro.
Since January,
I can keep
1st.
My hands to myself. Thank you very much.
So, where did the idea come from?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the background?
Mm-hmm.
The background of pranking you guys?
Yeah.
Because I was listening to a Joe Rogan episode and they were talking about going no sugar. And I was like, oh, I wonder if I could try that. And then I was like, oh, it'd be funnier if I tried it, make a big deal out of it on the episode that I'm going on today, and then never did it.
So when you...
Wait.
There was one time you said you, like, accidentally had sugar at a tropical smoothie. That was definitely just a cover-up.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
That was just to keep it going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, like, how much baked goods and stuff have you been having?
Oh, a lot.
Like
donuts from the gas station and stuff.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
I know. I knew he was joking.
No, I just didn't want to talk about it because I got clowned by everybody last time I was on the episode. Hey, I talked about not eating sugar.
I didn't clown you.
Oh, you didn't know sugar?
Shut up.
So dude. You did the no
yeah,
sugar?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, but now you got to tell me because I wasn't here when they talked about it.
I just didn't know. We've talked about it. You're trying to lure me back into getting a clip on Instagram of myself all over again. How's it going?
Yeah. I probably wouldn't make it there.
I did make it there one time. Thank you very much. Yeah, so shut up, okay?
Yeah, maybe if you... No, I'm not going to say that.
Maybe next time you... Never mind. So...
the amount of never mind so far, 5 minutes into the episode.
Well, I've been trying to control my language, my mouth.
I just, like... I didn't need to say what I was going to say.
Me neither.
It doesn't need to be said.
Exactly. Right, so you're just saying don't even start saying it?
No, I thought it was funny.
Oh, okay. So anyways, so basically I hate sugar.
You hate?
I ate sugar.
Yeah. M&M's?
Yep. Cookies? That's the end of the story. We don't need to talk about M&M's. It anymore because I'm not... No, I had some banana muffins too.
The little laugh after.
It was pretty good. Well, I was expecting it to be like euphoric, you know?
It wasn't.
No, did I eat the M's and M&M's? I was like, dude, this it's kind of like, it wasn't like great. Like, I wanted
M&M's.
I know. Like, the muffins were good.
You'd have to go way longer to get that feeling of.
Well, they say if you go like 3 months without drinking any caffeine, like, your next cup of coffee is like psychedelic, like mushrooms level psychedelic.
Is that what's happening today? With that?
Oh, is that why I'm so jacked up? No, yeah. I've been drinking coffee. Oh. Not a lot, though.
Nice. It's like you had the M&M's and you just like started breaking out and like having just like you were fat again. You no longer could bike.
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
You used to be fat.
He's definitely cut down on weight.
I think like 10 or 15 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go.
Big time.
No, I like it. It became a meme. So I'm going to talk about it in like the most non-memeable way possible so I don't make a clip out of myself again. But it was good. And I did notice, like, when I broke the fast, I was like, I'm going to eat, like, a decent amount of sugar. So I did. I ate, like, 2 bags of M&M's, and then the next day I had some banana muffins. And I didn't notice. I didn't feel as good. Like, eating them, it wasn't that good. Mm. But I think, like, an occasional cookie or muffin from here and there, like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm just not going to eat as much.
All right.
That's fair.
Yeah. Mm. So that's the end of that conversation. We can move on now.
That's cool. Okay. Your hair is significantly shorter.
Brother.
Your hair is significantly shorter.
Pop the lid. Whoa. Imagine that. We don't look like perverts anymore.
I got my hair cut. Kyle got his hair cut. Henry might have even got a trim since the last episode.
Yeah, no. I didn't.
Your hair actually looks pretty short.
Since the last
you need episode, a haircut. You should join the.
I don't think he needs a haircut. I just think
it's, no.
It's just
I think
a little longer. It's right dead. Now.
Hmm?
Yeah, like mine. Yeah, it's dead. Yeah. It's dead.
I'm not gonna lie. The second it starts getting hot, I'm going back to like
shape. Short.
Yeah, on the sides.
Short, I have a question. Like, have you ever considered cornrows? AI style, man.
Like actually?
Tight to the skull, all the way back.
Like, is this a serious conversation?
Yeah.
You definitely have enough hair for it.
Yeah. That's actually a fair point.
And you could do, like, mullet cornrows.
You could rock it, dude.
Mullet
you
cornrows.
You could shave the sides, and your first cornrow would be, like, right here, like, down the back.
I mean, I could. You think I got enough hair for that right now?
Yeah.
I think so.
Maybe.
Maybe I come on next podcast episode with that.
If you did, I would give you
$50. Episode 100. Episode 100?
Really?
I would give you $50.
Really?
I'll give you $50 if you came on the next episode before with somebody's absence with cornrows.
Bet.
With tight, like, AI.
Like, actual
I gotta find
AI
a way to
cornrows.
Get them done.
I'm pretty sure you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you got that mine. Base covered.
Because, like, I've had my hair, like, done. Like, people, like, put braids in and whatnot. Like you need to have it, like, tight.
Yeah.
Like, AI, Kawhi Leonard.
Dude,
like,
have you ever seen videos of people getting their hair?
Like, oh, it hurts. It's going to hurt, brother.
They're
it
all sucks, just, like, know. Crying.
Yeah.
That seems so painful to me.
I'm going to pull up a picture of what I want, actually.
Yeah.
That's one of those things, like,
did
trying
you do
to pull
it?
Your nose or, like, pluck a nose hair or something.
It.
Like, it just,
if I
like,
went to Dominican?
It just makes you cry, like, shed a tear for
oh,
some reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, you.
No,
you cry?
Huh?
You cry as a male?
Oh, my bad. I forgot. We're not allowed to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wait, so I don't think you have enough to do, like, the classic AI Ziggy braids.
No.
But just, not so not braids,
straight
just
line,
straight cornrows.
Line.
Like some
yeah,
Kawhi.
You got that, dude.
Some like, Kawhi Leonard.
Who was it?
Like that. Like that.
That, yeah.
Pop a picture up in the edit.
Yeah,
send me that. Send
I
me
can't
that.
Grow facial hair, so it might be tough. Who was it on the Rockets? Was it, like... Somebody had like the Rockets logo braided in their hair.
It was
I thought.
Trevor
Gerald
Reza.
Green.
No,
it was Gerald Green.
Yeah.
Dang it, dude.
Yeah.
I really thought
that was,
I had
that,
that
was
one.
Pretty. I'm impressed that that is even possible. Like,
oh yeah.
That's gotta.
I don't know if it was braids though. I think it was.
Like
I think it was cut out. I don't know if they braided it in.
I don't know.
I think they did.
Can we,
Kyle? Are you on Gerald Green Rockets, yeah. please, young Jamie?
So while he pulls that up, I don't know.
Wait, hold
what's
on.
What's going on?
You know what, Chrome? I have a feeling you're going to be the only person. You know what Chrome Hearts is? The clothing brand? Chrome Hearts?
Mm-mm.
Okay, never mind.
Skull glove?
No.
Do you, is it like
burn talking around?
No, it's a dude had like the Chrome Hearts logo like in his braids. Mm. So it is possible, and it was, in fact, braided in there.
Was it?
Oh, it's wow.
Sick.
That's pretty
that
dope.
That is impressive.
The lights just went out.
All the power...
Did we lose power mid-episode?
Oh, why did
no,
that just take
that's
a picture?
Crazy.
Yeah, we
what?
Lost power.
We just lost.
That's actually nuts.
But nothing stops,
yeah,
right?
You just might have to reset the lights.
Yeah, we just the camera kept recording.
That's crazy.
Yeah, guys, we just lost power in the middle of the episode.
That's insane.
It is.
It was mid-episode. We just
did, did we lose power?
Did we blow a bracket?
A did bracket?
Sorry.
A breaker?
A breaker?
Come on.
We blow a breaker? Why?
Well, it just went dark for a couple seconds.
Or just, yeah, like, unplug the plug and plug it back in.
Still
honey.
Recording?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's not running on anything, and that's not running. They're running on batteries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything's good. These just turned off, so we turned back on.
Dude, that's crazy.
Appreciate the help, Mr. Mark.
We record, we just,
That might, that's a first.
You
Mr.
gotta
Mark.
Keep it in there now.
Oh, yeah.
We do, yeah.
No, he's been on.
Huh?
He came in one episode.
He wasn't on, though.
He was there, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He didn't say anything.
So yeah, we just lost power. That's pretty crazy.
Love
lights
it.
Went out. I was really confused, but hey, there's a first for everything. Episode 96.
All right, let me take another sip of coffee so we can bring that energy back.
Henry, what's going on
with me?
Yeah,
just chilling, man. Things have been going well. Been doing what I need to do. The work's been working.
Dude, are you you drifting?
No,
catch my drift.
Yeah,
I listened back to it.
So
oh,
did
okay.
I.
Here. Let
what
me,
do you got?
I have something to say. So, you know how I was reading John, and I told you about it? John, the
yeah.
Bible?
John Will?
And no, unfortunately not. But I was reading...
Shout out to him.
I was reading on Monday, right? I was
yeah.
reading John on Monday. And I was like... Jesus, that was crazy.
He's choking.
He's really choking right now.
Don't get it on the jersey.
You need me to come over there and get... You need mouth to mouth, because I'm good at that.
Go into the sink.
If you're going to hurl.
Okay.
All right,
it sounded like he wasn't okay there for a sec.
Go to the sink.
He might not be, dude.
Rock sink.
That's crazy.
So, you know how, like... something that I realized in it, it was like when Jesus is talking about God, it was like the one who sent me. And then I was like, I think I heard someone saying that somewhere. And I was trying to think back to when it was. And then I listened back to the podcast like on Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah. I was like, oh, Henry said that. I was like, Henry dropped some knowledge. And I like remembered what Henry said as if it was like I heard it from somewhere random. But it was Henry
yeah.
dropping knowledge.
Yeah.
Deja blue. Vu. That's what it is. Deja vu. Yeah. That's what it's called when you see something in the future.
Yeah, deja vu.
Okay,
not deja
vu.
Yeah.
Okay. I said blue. Oh, that's water.
A totally different thing.
No, blue is water.
Deja blue. Is that the water bottle?
Yeah.
You're thinking.
Deja vu is
no.
Back
yeah.
to something that you saw. Like I think I had deja vu today.
I have it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's actually really scary, and I'd like to know the real reason behind it. But anyways, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Man, that was crazy.
This podcast has been wild so far.
Do you want to stop drinking Red Bulls now?
Maybe that was God trying to tell you that you should protect your body from...
Yeah, your body's a
You're
temple.
Right.
Your body's a temple.
I should be switching to Monster.
Or water.
Deja Blue.
Green tea. Mm.
Green tea is crazy.
Okay.
Maybe
so
coffee's the move.
You're big on... Okay, it could be coffee, but let's not start that.
I'm fine with that. I'm over not, that.
Coffee's much better, I feel like.
I don't like coffee.
I think we're not talking about
coffee's
like,
an addictive substance, too.
Yes,
coffee's just as addictive
the
as
stuff
alcohol.
That's added into the... True, nobody likes to talk about that.
Nobody does like
caffeine
to talk about that.
Caffeine is an actual drug.
Yeah.
But I'm saying coffee's better than that.
Yeah,
true.
Maybe.
Not maybe.
Who knows? Who knows?
Go through the ingredient list?
No, we're not Kyle. Right.
One of us is.
Yeah, one of us.
All right.
What's going on?
What Nobody's me, trust me.
What?
No, you were saying you read John and you...
Yeah, whole thing was just that it was about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His whole thing was basically he wanted to say you're the greatest big brother ever.
Yeah, what can I say?
Have you ever told him, like, thanks for being a good big brother?
I mean, I was planning on getting them all out of the way at some point, but I'll be on the same day.
He did tell me that...
you got to listen back to last week's episode.
Okay.
Yeah, last week he did tell me something on the pod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so tune into the Lightning McQueen episode 95.
Wait.
Last week.
It's called the Lightning McQueen episode?
Yeah, because it's episode 95.
That's his number.
Oh, dude, now I have to listen. That's my favorite movie ever. We just watched a clip of Cars in the Mexican restaurant today.
Nice.
Fine Dutch style. Anyways, keep going.
I don't know if I've seen that part of it.
Was it like Cars in Spanish?
No. It's Ramon, the guy who's paints.
Yeah. Okay.
And the cars get lost and they're like, customers, everybody. Customers, and they come through, and he goes, you guys want a tattoo? And then he like jacks up his butt and he's like Von Dutch style. You don't remember that?
No.
I know what you're talking about.
I
like Cars.
I like to reach and pull from crazy places, don't I, Noah?
You do.
Like lyrics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kyle's the ultimate
you're crazy
lyric
with
baller.
Lyrics.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing.
I'd be like, I think that was from a song.
Yeah.
They'll pull up the songs in 30 seconds
later.
It's so
some
stable.
Guy with like 1,000 monthly listeners.
God, do you keep a budget?
A budget?
Yeah.
I do. It's a rough budget.
Mm.
This is how it goes.
Talk to us about the budget.
It goes, I know that without using specific numbers, this much money needs
just
to come.
Use like outrageous numbers.
Yeah.
All right. So I know that if my check
That's
is,
a lot of math for him to do.
If my check is
right.
20,000.
$1.2 million.
Okay.
I know that I have to pull out $500,000 of each check to pay my monthly expenses.
Okay.
The rest stays in my account, gas, groceries, that type of thing. Whatever's left over goes into savings, and I start it over the next week.
Gotcha.
So, and that $500,000 is a little bit liberal with it, so that sometimes, like, if I have a short check, I can pull out of that savings account to cover for the rest of the week type of
deal. I see, yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting better at, like, I'm really good at telling myself I need something.
Yeah.
Like the pack out vacuum. I was like, it took 30 seconds. I said, I don't need this tool. 30 seconds later, I was like, well, you could vacuum out your truck wherever you're at without having to put quarters in a vacuum machine. And it would be good when you're doing side jobs to vacuum in people's houses. I was in my truck on the way to go buy it. Like, it's that easy.
Oh, you weren't at the store thinking you could buy this. You went out of your way to go buy this.
Oh, I was sitting in my apartment. Like, truck parked for the night in the parking lot.
Wow.
And I was like, I really don't need this. And I was like, but I could use it for this. And I was like, all right, I'll go get it.
Wow.
But, like, the bike, the pack out, all the accessories for the bike, that was, like, 2 weeks. And I was like, all right, I am done spending money for a while.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You're the best salesman to yourself.
Oh, dude, those M&Ms, do you know how I sold myself on that?
How?
I stopped at the gas station after work because I had a little bit of a hungry thing, you know, so I got a bag of chips. I was like, I don't need this, but I'll enjoy this bag of chips. And I was like, I'm going to get some M&Ms. And I was like, no, I'm going to wait to have Belle's, like, a baked good from Belle, right? She's a good baker. And then I got on the freeway and I made a wrong turn. My wrong turn led me to an exit where I had to get back in the freeway. On my exit, I saw a gas station, and I was like, yep, that's God's sign to go get some M&Ms. Pulled in the gas station, bought a bag of pretzels and M&Ms, dude. Got back on the freeway, went the right way home. I was like, as I was going the wrong way, I was like, this might be the wrong way. And I was like, if it is the wrong way, then I'm going to get some M&Ms. Sure enough, wrong way. Pulled off at the first gas station I saw, dude.
I think you should get into sales after that.
That was the most unexpected turn.
Yeah, it was pretty. That's how my life goes. I'm really good at like buying things, convincing myself I need them, and then not being interested in the thing much longer.
That's fair.
Like, so my bike's gonna be collecting dust.
No, the bike I think I'm into because there's benefits to it outside of like I enjoy it. Like the camera.
Yeah.
That ended pretty quick.
Headline
started. Project Headline on Instagram.
Hey, those pictures coming were soon. Okay.
Hey, finessing video?
Yeah.
What's your price tag on it? Asking for a friend who might be sitting next to me.
$750.
I'd have to try it out first.
How much did you invest into it?
$900.
Which part was like more expensive? Because you said
it was a kit.
Was the lens like? Did it was it tell with you how it. Much each what part it was?
The total kit was like $1,200, I think.
Gotcha.
All right, so
definitely ripping them off. Like,
yeah,
$450.
Sure. Well, but that $1,200
sucks.
My film camera. Shut up, bro.
Film camera.
The little gray one.
Dude, the gray one's my favorite, bro.
He started bringing to games before he bought the new one and then proceeded to purchase the new one and never use it.
No, the gray camera is just a film camera. That's just for memories.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Because
it prints pictures. Like, that's just memories. That's all that was. Mm. The camera I bought was like, I'm going to use this to take, like, legit pictures. And I did for a while.
Yeah.
And then I started working, like, 15 hours a day. And all of a sudden, the camera was sitting on my desk.
Mm. That's fair.
So, okay. There's days you don't work 15 hours.
No, I ride my bike.
Okay. So
I'm keeping it because...
Ride somewhere with it in the backpack.
Take pictures. Photo,
take a picture.
And then come home, edit up the pictures, you know?
Yeah. I'm with you. That's why I'm getting a new phone is because I want to be able to have better picture quality.
So you're getting a new phone, getting rid of a camera?
No, I'm keeping the camera unless no one wants to buy it. Mind you, that $1,200, that was like... Mm-hmm. 5 or 6 years ago when it came out.
Yeah.
That's why.
You bought a new one like that year?
No. It was like 2 or 3 years old.
Okay.
So it's probably worth about $500.
Do you know what model the actual camera is?
Yeah, it is
it's a
Sony A6300.
He's not a great salesman.
And it has...
Pretty good for himself.
What do you want me to sell you on?
This is flame section.
If you need to buy something, you can sell yourself on it. But if you need to sell, right, I'll one sell of you your on it right things, now.
As far as the body goes, the camera body, it's mirrorless. It is a good starter camera body. The most important thing is the lenses, though. Mm. This kit comes with two lenses for short and distance, and for the price, they're both pretty good.
Do you know, like, what video it can shoot?
4K.
4K?
4K at...
Is it up to 60?
Up to 60 frames per second.
You can catch him in 4K?
That would work.
I'd catch him in 4K, trust me. Keep that forever.
Because I don't think I'd be doing slow-mo stuff too much.
Mm-mm. Nah, yeah, it would work probably, for slow-mo too.
Because like the, I think if you put it lower, there's more like motion blur, so it looks like real life. Or
can
whatever.
I be straight up with you though? What mm-hmm. phone do you have?
It's like an iPhone 11.
I would try to...
the thing is, I would use my phone. I don't have storage. And I'd like...
Oh, what is your... Is this for content?
I'm tempted.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking...
Gaming?
Maybe. That might be a potential option in the future.
Can you just tell us what content you're talking about?
I don't... I have a bunch of different ideas in my head. I'm not gonna... I'll talk about those later.
Okay.
But like,
we're currently in the, like, thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
State.
The brainstorm.
Kind of like the...
Because it's something like...
This would be a thing where it's like, Henry asked me about the Wilds, but then I don't actually end up going to the Wilds. And then we make a whole podcast about me going to the Wilds, but then I don't actually go there.
Yeah, did that happen?
Yeah, that definitely happened. So we don't want that to happen here.
I've always like wanted to do that. And like when I watch YouTube, I just have like a bunch of ideas and everything and everything. But I always was just like embarrassed like if it doesn't work. But
at this point,
I'm like, I'm not about to live my whole life not doing the one thing
since
I grew up.
No,
besides
for sure.
playing like a
and there's no better time
and I'm 5'9" so.
Than right now to do it.
Exactly.
I thought that's why I bought the camera. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what
like,
I mean?
Like, I wish I had a little bit of that. Because right. I've never... I'm trying to remember what the last big thing I bought is. It was probably my phone, and that was $300, like, 3 years ago.
Right.
Other than that, the way I spend money is this.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, going out and, like, hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fair.
I'm not, like, a big spender, no. But I'm a consistent spender.
And that catches up to
it
you.
Does. It's
it does. It's
trust
crazy.
Me, I know.
He blew his whole summer pay.
Dude,
right?
When I worked at Culver's, I made like 1600, like I was working 20 hours a week, so it wasn't like full time. I think I made 1600 in 3 months, which is like horrendous, but that was gone within 3 months and I didn't even buy anything big. It was just like drinks and stuff.
Well, you got to think about it. That's like a $4 Red Bull.
Mm-hmm. And I remember too, I would show up to, cause it was like,
we took a personal
sports practices in the summer. And I would text people because I wasn't used to like having a job and have money. I'm like, yo, you want something? And
then
And I'm not even mad I did that because that like boosts team morale, that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know,
I will say,
definitely boost your some money.
Noah is also a good salesman for himself.
Oh, dude, when we need,
I sell myself on doing things that, like when I do
us.
Not have the time.
Hear me out. He doesn't even sell himself when he has his idea. So Noah and I have this little routine we like to do when we leave the Deering household late at night.
Mm-hmm.
We both say goodbye to each other in the street and then see each other 30 seconds later at Speedway.
Oh, it's so funny.
Every time.
Because
really?
I'm like, oh, we should go to Speedway. And then they're all like, no, let's not do it.
Yeah.
And then I pull, like, because we would drive the same way home. And I'm like, does he live this way? And then I see you just turn in. I'm like, let's go.
Turn into Speedway. I pull up, Spawn me pulls up, and we go in. And the time we're in there, he comes around the back with two Red Bulls. He goes, well, I figured I'm going to have one tomorrow, so I might as well get the two for deal. And I was like, you really just got sold by that Speedway thing right there, dude.
The thing that sells me, I shouldn't have got the rewards card. Because I can validate anything. I'm like, I get points.
Like, that's a problem.
It is. It is an addiction to seeing the rewards points number go up on the app.
Do you have a bad spending addiction?
I did. I did a lot of that stuff, like buying the gas station drinks and food and fast food stuff, which is why I had to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Once I had a budget and I like asked for the receipt every time, it made me like
realize.
So turned off by like going to spend.
That's fair.
By like those little purchases, because I'm the same way. I didn't make like big purchases. I didn't go like buy big stuff, like clothes for myself or whatever, like extra spending. But I would do that, like out about, get food.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's only $4 today. This is only $10. This is nothing crazy.
Up.
It does, and it's like once you see the number, it's crazy. And if you keep track of it too, and it adds up, and you're like, why did I spend $60 this month on just fast food and gas station?
It is definitely over that.
Well, the thing is for me, like I didn't get receipts or anything. I still don't. But like
when I stopped eating sugar,
I stopped going to the gas station as much.
Yeah.
But then I noticed like at the end of my 2 week pay period, there was more money left than my checking account. And I was like, oh, it is in fact a big deal. Like it is a lot of money.
Dude, when you start like then nothing at the gas station is really attractive.
Like, you don't, like, your body's like, yeah, you should stop at the gas station. Then you're like, for what?
Yeah.
Like, what am I going
to do? It's all unhealthy, and it's going to add up to a lot of money that I wish I didn't spend.
Because it's all overpriced. Mm-hmm. Super overpriced. And there's guys, like, you know, the blue-collar guys spend, like, $30 a day in the gas station.
Oh.
That's
it's
nuts.
Bad. Like, we have market, like I was saying, I don't know who I was telling this to, but we have, like, a market at work, and you just go in, and it's like a gas station inside, and it's like this one guy that I work with spends $11-$12 a day.
Yes.
And it's like,
that's nuts.
And everybody's always like, is he for real? And it's like, he could put that money into investing or into like a job, anything, literally anything. Yeah. His car that he works on every weekend, you know, I don't know.
That, like, my coworker legit spent like $20+ a day. Two packs of smokes, three energy drinks, then we go to McDonald's after that and, like, get breakfast there. Like, it's insane.
That's nuts.
Yeah, a lot of people spend a lot of money when they have it.
If you guys ever want to learn from spending mistakes, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
Not only did I spend big purchases for a while there, I also did the gas station thing for a very long time.
Doubled it up.
Are we talking Toyota and boat?
Yeah.
Blew
through a large amount of money and then just proceeded to eat McDonald's and gas station food every day.
Okay. If you could go back.
If I could go back?
Yeah. Like you, cause so we know let's you, just say you got an inheritance.
You had an inheritance.
I got an inheritance. That I would still buy my truck. I would or that I would,
truck.
I think that
I don't know if I'd buy that truck.
The truck could be classified as an investment.
Yes. I would buy a nice truck. I would have looked at that one a little more and seen some of the problems it had and not bought it, but I would still buy a truck. And the boat, like, I'm not particularly mad at because it was only $1,000 and it's my grandpa's boat. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that
his sense. Health has declined. And so, like, now I have his boat. You know what I mean? Like, I bought his boat from him, so I have that forever.
He made you buy it?
Yeah. He was like, because I told him, I was like, I want to buy your boat. And then
yeah.
But I was like, I want to buy your boat. And he's like, no, no, I'm still going to use it. And then he didn't use it that summer. And then, like, the next summer, he's like, we'll buy my boat. I was like, yep, put a down payment on it right then. Brought him the money, like, 2 weeks later. So the boat and the truck is fine. But, like, that was half of the inheritance.
Okay.
Under half of the inheritance. But then it's, like, rent, car insurance, any expense over my paycheck amount for, like, 6 months. Mm. Just came straight out of my savings. Like, rent and car insurance... For sure, came straight out of my savings. No budget. Then I'd be going to Chicago and spending money on gas and food down there. Like, I was blowing money fast, dude. Just like Rick Ross.
Yeah, man. I learned, like, you have to take emotion out of it sometimes. Because I had some, I put, like.
Chris is so confused where this is going.
I put some money in crypto, like, after graduating. And this is, like, peak crypto. For Ethereum, it was at like 4,500. Like, this is the most Ethereum had ever been. Yeah. And I was like,
did you put money in at 4,500?
Yeah. Like, as it was climbing up, I was like,
you put in $4,500 in Ethereum?
No.
Okay. Ethereum. No, I meant you put in at 4,500?
Yeah. So, I think it's gonna keep climbing. I was putting in like $100 like every now and then.
Yeah.
Oh. Like just like as like a steady investment. Like just putting money over there. Because I didn't have any expense. I just graduated. It was like open house money and working. So there wasn't really. Anyways. So then it crashed. And then like later on I was going to like buy an NFT. So I put like a bunch of money. It wasn't like even $1,000, but it was a lot of like a couple $100.
Yeah.
And it was at like 2,800. So it was lower. But then, like, it went down even more.
Yeah.
And, like, so then my money was down. And then recently it started climbing back up and it hit a number. I was still down, but I was like, if it hits this number, I'm going to sell it. Like, because if it dropped below that number again, I was like, I'd be mad.
Right.
So I sold it and it's just kept going up. But I was like,
is it back to where you'd be in the positive?
I don't. Yes, because I think that second investment would be. Pretty significant.
Gotcha.
But it's nothing crazy. I mean, we're talking like a couple $100. Like, it's not like life-changing amount right. that I'm like.
My view on that is like, you already don't have the money.
Exactly.
So, like, I understand you'd be like, oh, man, it's back down to, you know, $100 or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be bothersome. But you already don't have the money.
So it's like, we're going to ride it out. So I know what you're saying.
3,900.
Yeah, I think I sold it at 3. I think I sold my...
Like, what percent would you say loss you took on it?
I lost about $300. But, that, I mean, that's over 3 years.
Right, yeah.
That's over 3 years. I think it was a total amount of, like, just under 1,300 was invested total. And then... Like for a while, my amount, that $1,300 was like $500 just sitting in there.
Because
I wasn't able to buy the NFT
sorry, keep going.
Because I put the money in too late and it didn't transfer over. This was like a day before. And then
thankfully,
I don't even know where the status of NFTs are.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, that's what's like the time NFT? Frame.
Non-fungible
token.
Oh, I have not heard that in so long.
You didn't know that?
Are you serious?
You just asked what it was.
It was definitely a joke.
I could, yeah, it was a
joke. It was, no.
You knew what, like, the meaning of, like, not necessarily the meaning, but you knew what the NFT stood for?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember when you and what's-his-face, like, literally talked about NFTs all the time?
Yeah.
That's, like, 2021, 2022.
Yeah.
That's when this money was in there. And then I barely checked the app. And then I was like, $750? That's new. And then I was like, dude. If this hit $900,
I'm
taking it out.
I'm out.
And sure enough, it did. And that day, I was like, what if this hits like 1,000? What if this hits 1,100?
But then did you like, your mindset was like, oh, that's why I'm in this situation? But then,
because it was like 905, 915, 930. And then I was like, all right, I guess.
950 and I'm out.
And then it was like. 898, and I was like, okay, like, I don't like how this feels.
We're pulling it.
So yeah, I mean, it stayed around that number for like a couple days. I finally took it out, and then Chris has been keeping me updated a little bit
because I've gotten into it. I have a Roth IRA now.
Okay, that's good. Noah
both got Roth IRAs.
Did you?
I do know what you're thinking.
What
did you invest? The money that he owed you into a Roth IRA?
No.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you guys hit it. That's not what you were thinking, right?
We put in crypto and it's up like 50%.
Yeah, dude. We put in $20. Is that like
you're thinking because he doesn't have a job? Yeah. You saw a Roth IRA, but you ain't got no money put in it, boy.
Yep. Pretty much.
No, he owed me $20. We put it into a crypto and it's at $30 now.
Well, right. That's good because
put all my bank
your Roth IRA, you can probably put it's like 20 cents in there after the summer.
Yeah, dude. And then, yeah, so I put like $100 in there. And so, yeah.
I can't roast you because you definitely have more in the bank than me right now.
100%.
But anyways, either way.
I still would. But I mean, the thing is, nobody asked me like how I do with my...
How much do you pay for rent? that's true. It's going to go up.
So, that being said...
speaking of 2 cents.
Speaking of the podcast, things are going to be looking a little bit different after May around here. Chris, would you like
me?
Enlighten us on what's going on this summer?
Yeah, I'd love to, man.
Wait. Are you for sure we're not going to have another wild situation?
You bottom lined on there?
Like, did you sign?
I signed.
Like, you're good to go?
I signed, dude.
All right, proceed.
You're not a free agent anymore?
We ready? No, he's a freestyle.
Sir. Sir.
Henry, no?
All right, cool. First time they actually ever talked was just now.
I don't think they actually even talked.
Shook hands, talk, same thing.
Anyways, keep going.
Are we
breaking it down, dude?
We ready?
Let me know all about it. I want to freestyle this.
So, guys, I accepted a job. I know I've been talking about getting out of my job. I accepted a job in Georgia.
For a while.
I accepted a job in Georgia as a camp counselor for the summertime. And so May 12th, I leave, and I will not be back until August. So
I will not be back.
So you're going to be gone the best months of Michigan.
Sure. I'm 100% going to be gone the best.
I'm curious what your favorite time is.
No, yeah. I'm going to be gone the best times of Michigan. But hey, real talk, I'm excited.
Got 9 weeks.
Yep, I got 9 weeks. 9 weeks.
Dude, I have plenty of time.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
Can we run this back like right before he leaves?
Oh, dude, yeah. We're gonna run it a couple more times. Dude, we're already on it. So, I'll
every week, four people in the Deering House.
I mean, episode 100 is in 4 weeks.
I almost just leaked your address. Dude, I was this close, dude.
So am I ever going to be able to say anything on the show?
So I'm sorry.
Because I started talking about my finances and Kyle jumps in with the 20 cents. And
has it been off the whole time? No, it's better. You positive about that one?
Hey, Noah, can you please stop choking? And
actually, Noah, would you like to talk about anything?
Shut up, Noah.
Please go. Yeah, I'll go. So, no. All right. So I accepted a job in Georgia as a camp counselor. I'm really excited about it because I get to work with kids, you know. I get to travel around the whole – I get to travel for it. I get to travel around the southeastern parts of the United States. That's what I'm pretty excited about, so I'm cool. And because I go church to church. I'm going to be at a different church each and every week. Yes.
Yeah, that's what
– I had no idea what the jokes were.
Oh, I didn't tell you exactly what I was doing.
They did not add up.
And so, yes, Kyle.
Better content.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Wait, hold on.
I'd turn on your mic if I were you.
Can you say yes, Kyle, again?
Yes, Kyle.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Kyle.
Okay. So, can you please define what freestyle is?
You know, maybe if, like, yes, Kyle, I will do that.
Because you just told me you were going to be a freestyle cancer, and I said I'm proud of you, and that was the end of it.
Right. No response. Because I was waiting to see you. And
okay. Keep going. Anyways, keep going.
So, you know, if you would have just let me, like, explain my whole piece, I would have got around to it, but...
Okay.
No. Okay. I will explain to you. So, freestyle counselor, me, I think it's like 20 other people are traveling like each week, setting up the camp at a different church each and every week. So he said they're going to be traveling around like to 5 different states around like the course of the 12 weeks. And basically each week we'll be at a different place. He said it'll be like around all the southeastern parts of the United States. So I'd be, oh, that's pretty cool. And so, yeah, that's basically the freestyleness of it. Dude.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm happy for you, man.
I'm excited to work with kids, like I said, be surrounded with believers, of course, and just have a whole summer dedicated to growing my relationship with the Lord.
That's a good point.
I'm not going to lie. That's way cooler than what I thought you
were. Yeah, like, really, nothing better than traveling, seeing different states, and getting to grow with the Lord.
Yeah, like, for sure. That's definitely what I'm looking forward to the most. Like, when he told me, I was a little like iffy on it, but then he like sold me on it. And he was just like, he basically gave me the selling piece on it. And I was like, I'm sold. Nah.
Which was
kind of like Kyle, kind of like how Kyle is with like M&Ms, and you are with getting us to go do things with you. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, it was pretty.
What was the selling piece?
He basically let me choose what I wanted to do. Like, he gave me two options, and then he like, he didn't give me either of the options that I like. When I filled out the application, applied for, and so he said freestyle counselor. I was like, and then he was like, well, basically, well, what I just told you a freestyle counselor was is what the selling piece was.
I thought he would have told you that to see if you wanted to do that.
Yeah, that's what the selling piece was telling me what it was.
Just let it go, buddy.
Okay.
Do you see why I'm angry?
Yeah.
Why is he angry?
No. I wasn't paying attention.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not angry. That's a joke.
Anyways, okay. I like that. Mm-hmm. And as much as me and all the boys would joke with you about leaving us at the best time of the year, I am like, I do understand why it needs to happen for you.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
I'm proud of you for realizing that needs to happen and making the decision.
Thank you.
Because for me, leaving a union job, even if it is just sweeping floors, would be hard to do.
I'm not gonna lie to you, this is the hardest week of my life. It was very difficult.
This was? Why? Because you don't want to be there that bad?
Just because of how little work was happening.
And those days suck, don't they?
It was when you know you're going to, like, when you know when you're leaving your job, it's terrible.
It was bad. It was
the worst thing ever. It's like, why do I need to, right?
Yeah. And then it's like, well,
dude, you got to stack the bank account as much as you can before you leave.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you guys, so it's in Georgia.
Georgia.
And you guys are traveling in states around there?
Yes.
I know what states?
I believe so. I don't. He said 5, and I'm assuming just like Tennessee, North, South Carolina, Alabama, Florida.
So it would be...
Louisiana?
Too far.
Too far.
It would be Florida,
Literally the five I just said.
What did you say?
I just said North Carolina, Tennessee, and Alabama and Florida.
Yeah.
Or if Georgia's one of the five, then Georgia and not Florida. But if you said they're in five other states, I would assume Georgia's not one of the five. And so Georgia.
I'm curious where it's at, like in Georgia. Geographically.
An hour north of Atlanta.
In Ohio.
An hour north of Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you might not go to Florida.
No. Not close.
Might not cross my legs?
No. I just. Shoes on. I just saw your foot there and kicked it.
Oh, okay.
There was no. I have an eyelash in my eye. So yeah, that's what's going on. Podcast pending. We'll do our best. I will do my best to be on some episodes this summer. I would like to.
You still have like August.
No, yeah, for sure.
And you have 4th of July if they let you come home.
Probably not.
Shut up.
Kyle, I'll try my best.
Are you serious?
I'll do it.
Well, I'm not even going to see you on 4th of July anyways. Yeah, I'll probably be up north, but I'm saying
on your boat.
Probably my aunt's boat, but I'm just saying you got to be like, that's like the best day in Michigan is 4th of July.
I'll do what I can for you.
It's not for me. It's for you. I'm
no,
just saying.
For you.
Okay.
4th of July is for you. No, you better believe it.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Got to make him feel better before I let him down.
What? Are you gone longer or something?
No.
Okay. You're just not coming home at all, ever. So how are you going to be on the podcast?
Zoom. I'll zoom in.
Are you going to have time for that?
Kelsey Brothers do it. Okay, think about...
But they play football for...
Think about the Zoom podcast really works, doesn't it, Noah?
Yep.
Think about...
What was it called, though?
Two
Egg Podcast?
Oh, dude.
Wait a minute. It was not called that, right?
It was something like that. I don't remember. You ever seen that?
I mean, I know there's two eggs on that podcast, but...
Dude, the, like, shorts or reels that are, like, when me and the homies start a podcast, and it's, like, them getting mugshots.
Yeah.
That was the epitome of that.
So you had to cancel that before it even started?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Just two eggs is what it was called.
Two children.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So I would... I mean, if think about
nothing
it.
Nothing important.
No.
Think about it.
What are you guys traveling? Let's put it that way.
If I'm traveling.
No, what do you travel in?
Mm-hmm. Like a bus?
Private jet.
Oh, probably PJ.
Because if you're traveling in like a big quiet bus, then you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're... And you got to get a microphone to take with you, and you got to have your laptop and headphones.
I mean, I'll have a laptop and headphones.
Yeah, you will. Good stuff, dude.
Thanks, Kyle.
We're overall proud of you.
Yeah.
Congrats. Everybody's proud of me.
Dude, what if we all just kiss you on the mouth right now?
Maybe.
That'd be weird.
That'd be really weird for you, Henry.
Kyle's doing everything in his power to... Kyle's doing everything in his power to keep me home for...
Oh,
no, I'm really not. Okay, I don't
kiss you in the mouth right now.
Hey, last resort, kiss him.
Last resort, kiss him, take a picture, send it to Woodlands.
He's a great guy, I promise.
He's a great guy.
They did listen.
Yeah, they definitely don't listen.
He's a great guy.
They gave it a listen.
How do you know?
Shut it up.
What do you think?
Well, he was just like, when he gave me the call that I got accepted, he was like, yeah, we really, like, it's really an encouragement that you do a podcast, and we listened, and it's cool that you, like, are willing to talk about, like, the Lord and what he can do for you in your life. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
Who's that Kyle guy? Does he want to apply?
Yeah, totally. So, Woodlands, if you're listening right now, Chris is a stand-up man, all right? Let's just put it that way.
Imagine they reach out to you and it's a setup and they just arrest you.
Yeah, what would they arrest me for, Noah?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, keep your mouth shut. That'd be pretty crazy. I'm down. Oh, no.
Down for what?
Sorry. So, you know, I'm not trying to keep you home.
I know you're not.
Okay.
I was just making the joke because you were like... Kiss him on the lips right now.
I did think about like exposing something of Chris, and then like you could send it to Woodlands.
No, okay. But they got an email. They got a good email we could use.
Yeah,
I got it right here. It's on their Instagram.
Probably.
Anyways,
am I on there yet?
More or less. Oh my goodness!
Wait, hey. do they have Instagram followers? Like a good following?
They followed me on Instagram.
Immediately. Do you think like they could post one of our clips, like podcast clips?
I'll talk to them.
Maybe we need to talk about Woodlands more than they will.
How many followers they got?
Are they looking for a good podcast to sponsor?
12.4K. Somebody out of there's got to listen, right?
Well, one there of them does. Me.
Shoot. We did have some new listeners last week.
Who's that?
So I told my littlest brother today at church, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go do the podcast today. And he goes, what? You're always on the podcast. And I was like, man, it's been a long time.
6 episodes.
And he goes, well, did you know me, Dad, and Andrew listened to it on the way home the other day? And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, we all listened to one of the episodes on the way home. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah, it was pretty good. And I was like, which one was it?
Oh, is it one of the ones you were on?
Stash yeah, show? They like that's why they. But
the Stash Show?
Stash what? Show or Four Man?
Oh, it could have been Stash Show.
Could have been.
Mm-hmm. But my uncle, too, he listens now. Yeah. So it's pretty funny.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, I just didn't expect my 10-year-old, 11-year-old brother to be like, yeah, me, Dad. And
dude, when people tell me they listen, I don't know what to think sometimes. I'm like, dude, what did I say? Like, I don't know what I said. Like, how are
you want a cookie or what? That wasn't funny.
No, Henry was mainly thinking about like, oh, is there anything rancid that I've ever said on the podcast that they could be judging me for?
No, right he was now? Saying he doesn't right? know what to say when you people listen, right?
No.
More of my thing?
Yeah.
I'm like,
wait, if someone's like, I listened to like episode 45, I'm like, what did I say on 45? Like, was that a good one?
Me? I'm just
not
like,
like
dude,
not
awesome.
Like I thought
awesome
I said
for listening to the podcast.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, like, really? Thank you, but man, I hope
man,
I,
can
hope
you
I,
listen to episode 50, though? I will say, when you live a life of just constantly putting your foot in your mouth because you don't think about you before you speak, you just don't think anything of it. When someone says, I listened to the episode with you on it, you're like, yeah, I probably said something bad on that episode. Mm. I'm used to it, you know?
Yeah.
Chris knows.
You would out yourself very quickly if you had to hide a secret identity, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, I could never be, like, in a gang.
Oh, no.
That's
no.
why...
Because they arrest me, I'd be like, I'm snitching yeah, dude, right
can,
now.
Or, like, superheroes, you can never... Like,
oh, no.
That's why...
You can never be, like, Spider-Man. Like,
no. No way.
That's actually nuts.
Peter Parker! That is
where'd
crazy.
Noah go?
What's up?
Where'd Noah go?
Where'd Noah go?
Oh,
dude, Spider-Man's on the
he's
show.
He's choking on a Red Bull.
Hey,
right
honestly, okay. this is the first time for the Young Bucks episode we have a superhuman on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. What's it like to be Spider-Man?
Mm.
Spider-Man, can you fix your mask so that you're looking out the eye things?
I would, but I can't really see to put my hand on the mask and fix it. Thank you.
There you go. So, Peter.
Appreciate it. What's up?
What's life been looking like for you lately?
My identity.
Oh,
who's
Peter?
Yeah,
who's Peter? Is Peter?
Who's Peter?
Spider-Man.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm here to guard Michigan while Chris is gone.
Oh, sweet.
Snap.
So it's going to be an all-summer type of thing?
Yeah.
Nice,
we are looking
dude.
For a co-host if you want
to. Oh, I might have to pull up. It's kind of like an internship thing here, so I could, you know, double internship.
Are you wearing the rest of the suit underneath the Detroit hoodie?
Sadly not. I was not expecting to take
can
my
you
clothes
please
off
take your pants off and prove it?
Okay.
I mean,
is there a rest of the suit?
Yeah, there is. Just not here right now. That
okay. Well, when you do wear it, we're gonna need you to stay seated in that couch the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dude, nice. Spider-Man's here. Anybody want to interview him? Any good questions?
Yeah, I'll take a first hand on this. Yep. Where's Aunt May?
Kyle's got a thing for
I
hands.
Believe, I mean, she might. I don't know which way she went, but she might be. I don't know.
All right. Terrible question.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Terrible question.
So, yeah,
I really, you know.
No, I want.
Kind of what drove me to my hidden identity
it.
And saving time.
I don't want to hold your hand.
So,
what do you want to do?
How did you get here?
Thank you. I actually switched out with him when he choked on the Red Bull earlier.
Mm,
and I was okay. kind of just like in the couch grabbers when he came back. Like I kind of just snuck in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything?
No, I think I'll wait until next week.
All right. I did like the setup though.
Thank you.
I was wondering
what's
where you're going.
I was debating between that or just telling you there's a spider behind the couch, and then like, oh, dude, it's on our couch now, and just having the mask.
Dude, that would have been nuts.
I didn't know if you would have stayed looking over there for long enough for me to put it on.
Knowing me, I probably would have been like, wait, oh no.
Dude, I was going to tell you to like get behind the couch.
It just went down by the couch. Get it.
Did you know that was coming?
No. Wait, so
what was coming?
What?
Spider-Man's here, dude. Who is Noah?
Who is Noah? And where did he go?
And what will he do?
Unofficial business right now.
I like it.
By that I mean he's at Speedway.
I mean, I can't think of a better first guest. That's first guest.
Yeah.
Like legit.
Yeah. Guest. Like people.
Not
know
one
him.
Of the
people
homies. Yeah. Yeah. It's our first famous guest.
Yeah, he'll definitely will definitely be blown up.
Easy thumbnail. Easy thumbnail.
The clap.
Oh, okay. So,
what are you trying to take my mask off there?
Whoa, what's that over there?
There's the title.
Dude, did you just Riz up Spider-Man?
That's Rizzed.
That's crazy.
That was good. That was
so
good.
It's March.
Madness.
March Madness, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
The
have you made it yet?
We have a bracket. Bracket challenge, Young Bucks bracket prize. Go join it. It's on ESPN bracket challenge. You guys join it. Winner gets a T-shirt. Except you two, because you already have T-shirts.
Yo, I got a better idea.
Huh?
I got a better idea.
What's your better idea?
A Young Bucks jersey.
Oh, that's
Bucks
tough.
Jersey. All right. It's in the realms.
Is there a jersey store? Custom jersey store?
There's got to be.
Oh, definitely.
It's in the realm of possibility.
Where does Faith Baptist get their jerseys? You know what I mean?
Who's Faith Baptist?
Never heard of them.
So, we, Young Bucks Bracket Prize, go join it on ESPN Bracket Challenge. It's where, and we have competition. Winner will get a prize of a shirt / jersey. Young Bucks Variety. Please go join.
Link in bio?
Link could be in the bio. Okay. Now, on to better things. Caitlin Clark.
No. Oh. Dude.
Dude. Henry is the biggest Caitlin Clark hater on the face of the planet. Even after we just showed him her.
We showed him her.
Showed him her bawling out. Like, I have me and Noah, Spider-Man.
Noah.
We just watched Caitlin Clark beat Nebraska in the Big Ten Championship game. And it was phenomenal. Like, one of the first games I've seen Caitlin Clark play, like, fully watched and was invested in it. And I was like, man, she can hoop straight out. I'm going to watch some NWA games next
year.
Straight
out. She can hoop straight
out. Some NWA games.
Yeah, some NWA games. And so, like, wait, what?
That's what you said. You said.
No, it's not.
Yes, it definitely is.
You literally just said NWA.
I don't have a head anymore. How's the hair looking?
Gotcha.
Oh, thanks, dude. WNBA. Caitlin Clark is very good at basketball, is all I'm going to say. And I was thankful I got to watch her play. Was hyped to see her hoop.
Thankful?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to watch the highlights.
I don't get, we have to walk a thin line here.
Okay. Sure.
I'm gonna walk the thin line.
Why are we walking a thin line?
Just hear me out. Kyle, we have to walk a thin line, all right? Girl sports suck, all right? They're
thin
not
line,
fun to watch.
Thin line has been lost.
Thin but, line was sprinted and face blind.
But she is a certified hooper, no doubt about it. She would beat 90% of the men in the world. Let's just put it that way. She's not being an NBA player. But I'm saying she's good. She's like that good.
Oh, okay.
So like, why are you like, I hate her? You know what I mean? Why do you do that?
I'm not hating.
You were hating.
Spider-Man? I will say she's hyped up. Like LaMelo Ball, first year in the NBA, like he would get like a breakaway layup and they'd be like, oh my, you know what
kinda
I mean?
Kind of like Victor Wembanyama.
Is it like Patrick Mahomes glazing?
It's more... It's like Taylor Swift in the NFL glazing.
That's
it's pretty bad.
Was
showing
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, showing like a replay of her doing a layup. Come on.
I mean, you got to have a replay of something to go into the.
But like, I do get it. She is the leading scorer of
NCAA
both
history.
Yeah, and women's basketball.
Okay, this is what I'll say.
At like a good
on,
level
hang on,
too.
Hang on. Let Henry give his piece. Okay. It's probably what we should have done first.
I don't have an opinion about Caitlin Clark or the Big Ten women's
Gabby
championship
Marshall?
Game being
Gabby
on
Marshall?
The TV screen in the home I live in.
Big Mark?
I'm saying the absolute affinity that the three of you have for her is what is crazy.
Dude, it started
two
hours ago.
There's just fake.
But I... No, mine's real now.
Okay. I can tell that it's real.
Mine's real.
I was at Speedway saving a robbery. I don't know what you... I didn't see the game.
That's true. Okay, the
but,
two of you.
But Noah... I don't know where he's at, but Noah, like...
It's kind of disrespectful just to leave the show like that.
Yeah, I know. Like, why would he just leave? Probably might not invite it back. Noah was telling me, like, that he was watching Caitlin Clark, like, all day, every day, like, past couple weeks. And, like, he's not here to defend himself, so, like,
it's complete truth. Like he's telling me how much he's been watching her. He said he went back too. And watched all her points that she scored.
Ever?
Yeah. I'm like, dude, that might be too far.
It's like what, 4,000 something?
Something like that.
2,000 baskets?
Yeah.
Well, with her, it was like
went back watch.
It was 100 baskets because all she shoots is.
He's got to be unemployed if he's watching that much.
Yeah, that guy definitely doesn't have a job.
No,
absolutely not.
No, cannot have a job.
Zero income.
Probably negative income, honestly.
Because you're spending money, but you're not making money.
So we're going to Speedway after this.
Yeah, they said they'd give me a free Slurpee for beating the guy up that was robbing him.
You should ask him.
I should.
What's this?
Oh, it's just a Caitlin Clark edit. Oh.
Yeah, I would just say like the unwavering support is just like kind of weird to me.
It gives me Steph Curry 4 or 5 years ago in like prime time.
Yeah. Okay, that's actually a good example because the Warriors were good. It was the Warriors fans that only watched basketball because the Warriors were good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like as a basketball fan, it's like I just want to enjoy the basketball. Yeah, so then it made me hate the Warriors more because of the fans.
I kind of started hating the Warriors, and I liked them. But it got obnoxious when everywhere you go, there's a Steph Curry jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's more Steph Curry jerseys at a Pistons game than Pistons jerseys.
It was more like the attitude that people had about it.
They're like, yeah, we're Warriors fans when you are not a Warriors fan.
Right.
Yeah. I do know what you're talking about. The bandwagons, that was the golden era of bandwagons.
Because KD had left.
And it was, like Henry said, it wasn't that we hated the team. It was the hate. For the fans that knew nothing about basketball,
it's the reason. It's the reason I hate Michigan athletics
because nobody's a fan.
Because there's like Michigan fans who know nothing about the football team that year, but when they play Michigan State, they're like, "Oh, it's good to see them winning. We gotta love them beating Michigan State." I'm like, "Bro, do you even know who the quarterback is? Like, it's that bad." Yeah. That's why I hate Michigan fans and Michigan. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, because I mean, if I hated her or the sport or whatever, that'd be the same as you guys loving her.
No, I hate the opposite sport of women's basketball.
Yeah, I would probably never watch another women's basketball game that does not have her involved in it.
Not true.
Very true.
Mm. What if professional? What if she leaves and Gabby Marshall stays next year?
Probably won't watch it.
You better be.
Anyways. Let me see. What was I?
Is yours on sports?
No.
Okay, I also completely have something.
Yeah, Kyle, go ahead.
Last time you were on the podcast, you had a goat skin Bible, right? Has goats goat leather?
That was a long time ago.
I know where this is going.
That was a long time ago. That was like...
At the last foursome. The last four person episode.
Yeah.
How you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah? You been using it?
Yeah.
The innocence.
What?
That.
You're roasting me because I haven't been sending my devotions in the chat.
No, I'm trying to check in with you and ask how your devotions have been going is what I was trying to get at.
Well, I'm used to you roasting me.
Okay, wait. Because the last stash show at the end of it was like, it was like the next time Kyle comes on the pod, like it was
we had a bet.
You guys had a bet for like reading the Bible and you were gonna like do it with each other. No, because it was the stash show, it was just you two, Chris and Kyle.
What was the bet?
We did have a bet for next time you came on the show because
it was biking.
No. It was
the
biking bet, but we also had a devotional bet.
Maybe that was the first stash show that you guys did that.
It probably was.
Back in like December.
Yeah.
We had a biking bet that you would ride your bike.
Seven times.
And I'm sure you've done that.
I'm pretty sure that's happened.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nice.
No, I think it was the first stash show was the devotional one.
Yeah.
When did I talk about you not being vulnerable? When did we talk about vulnerability? Was that the last one or two ones ago?
This is the last one, I think.
Okay. It's all a blur.
Okay.
I'll be honest with
you. We had a good stash show last time.
No, anyway, I like the Bible.
Anyway, you have a Bible.
Spiritually, I'm not in the best place, but like it's just, I don't know. We've talked about us having the same problem where if we don't purposely like make it a point to like just do your devotions right away,
Like, if you don't go come home from work going, all right, I'm going to get my devotions done tonight, it doesn't happen.
Probably not going
to
happen.
It just, no, it just doesn't happen. Like, if I don't walk through my door after work and be like, all right, I need to do my devotions, like, it's not happening. That's just the way it is. You know what I mean? And that's where I'm at. Go ahead.
So, I was in that position on Tuesday, and then Wednesday. I just looked at him. I just looked at him for the first time. But on Wednesday, I came home from work. And my phone was almost dead, and there's a charger plugged in right there. Yeah. Put my phone on the charger and set it down. Went. I showered. I came out, read my Bible, spent some time like in like deep prayer. Came. Then I did my finances, cleaned my room, and worked on the podcast until I went and got my haircut. Did not touch my phone until I left to get my haircut at 8:30, dude. It was, and oh, I ate dinner too, cleaned the kitchen.
Yeah,
like it. It was the greatest day of my life. Was that Wednesday?
What's your screen time at right now? I'm just curious.
Today's is pretty bad, but
I'm like averaging 6 a day.
That's not great.
No,
that's not great at all.
And you want to know?
Mine's like 3.
You want to know why? Because I'll turn YouTube videos on and then set my phone down.
Oh,
and like listen. Or YouTube in the shower. YouTube bomb doing anything.
Yeah, so I think me and you, same thing. Probably you too, and probably you as well.
Mine's like 30 minutes.
Absolute dog. That's a lie.
I can't, dude, I can't. Where am I supposed to fit a phone in that suit?
That's a good point. It's pretty tight.
He's really buying the
mask. I forgot that he, I just keep forgetting that he's wearing the mask.
You're wearing the mask?
Wearing the mask. Who's wearing the mask?
What mask?
It's my skin.
Yeah, that is Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's still Spider-Man's mask.
It's Spider-Man.
He still has a mask on, but like that's not Noah. Do we know
what his true identity is?
That's not Noah.
Who's Noah?
Our friend Noah choked on the Red Bull and is not. That's not Noah.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, he just texted me. He's at the ER.
That's crazy. He's probably going to have to stop drinking Red Bulls. Yeah,
prayers up for
life-changing, life-changing activity there.
Life-changing. Yeah. Never mind.
Here's that. For you, if you want to finish off his Red Bull for him.
Man, I don't know, dude. You might be able to, like, shoot your web to New York City from here.
You're like, good!
I don't know. This what did crazy. You look up?
No, up a point? I was thinking today, I was like, if worse comes to worse on the podcast, and, like, there's something that. If there's like a moment where I was like, okay, I could kind of sense it's drying up, like, what could I bring up?
Like Reno.
Yeah. And, but I can't remember what it was. I know that.
Let's go!
Because this past week I was listening to some of the George Janko episode.
I know, like, he's also educated on that, and so am I. I've been listening to George Janko.
Yeah, me too.
But I can't remember what I thought to bring up from one of those episodes.
The side eye.
Oh, my gosh. It was the one that you talked about before with the Alex Eubank guy, the gym.
The bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was on the show. And they talked about guy like pretty much the whole time. And I remember, like, there was something on there that stood out to me, but I can't remember what it was.
If you want, I can drop something from George. Because when I find myself listening to George Janko, I like listening to him. And it always makes me, like, realize something. Like, I'll only ever catch, like, one main thing from it, and it always makes me realize, like, something about myself. So this past week when he was interviewing Candace Owens, she's a former liberal, now conservative, person that lives in the Washington, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know much about her.
Washington. Anyway.
And so he was talking about, like, they were talking about prayer. And, like, sometimes you'll pray for things. And, like, you pray for what you want. But then God's like, okay, I'll give it to you. But, like, it might not be in the way you see. Like, the way that you think it's going to, like, all... Like, he might give you the answer to your prayer, but it will be through trials. And so it's like, are you really ready for it? Like, God saying, like, you need to be ready for it, you know? And so I was like, well, maybe I am getting the answers to my prayers, just not in the ways that I think it should happen.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can hold your mic.
I forget. It's the kind...
Is there a little black thing hanging out? No,
nope, you're good.
All right, found it. It's the concept of like your prayers are always going to be answered, just maybe not the way you want.
Yeah,
like that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just gave me some
insight,
confidence.
I have noticed, particularly you guys are big Instagram Reels guys. I'm a big TikTok guy, and I have noticed like I wouldn't say like pop. I would say Christianity, at least my For You page, is becoming like popular almost.
I agree.
It is.
And I can't tell if it's like popular like we talked about before the episode.
That he gets us popular?
No.
Because that's
the thing we talked about in the bedroom popular.
Yeah.
Like just as like a thing, like I went to church today for Instagram thing, or if it's like real popular. Either way, I'm not mad at it.
No.
But like I've been seeing a lot of like things like pro, like, my God did not fail, and it's, like, people before and then after, like, them getting baptized and stuff, and, like, all these different things, and, like, I think it's, like, becoming popular per se.
Yeah.
It is good to see, but, like, yeah. Cliff.
Yep, Cliff. Cliff.
I cannot say his last name.
I don't even know.
But he...
Guy on George's podcast, Cliff.
He goes to college campuses.
And you know Cliff?
Yeah, you know him.
Cliff, like, holds
curly hair. No, it's, like, oh, natural yeah. or whatever. Yeah, K-N-E. Yeah. But he went to campus and did, like, a debate with a panel of, like, atheists and stuff that were on the board of the club atheist or whatever at the college. And, like, the auditorium was, like, packed full. People standing, sitting on the stairs, like, packed full. And I was like, this is good to see. Because I know they're not all here for the atheist.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know they're not all here for Cliff.
Yeah.
But it's good to see them, like, going there. And, like, knowing Cliff, they're going to walk away with, like, some seeds of, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, because he's the best. Like, he is the best at, like, imprinting something in here, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought... Like, I think it's, like, becoming a popular kind of thing.
I think so.
Yeah. Which, if nothing less, like, if people are doing it just for clout or whatever, okay. But they're still promoting the religion as a whole, and, like, good is going to come out of that.
Yeah, I think, like, when I'm thinking back to, like, the beginning of watching YouTube, and, you know, Instagram wasn't as popular to be on all the time because it was just pictures,
mm-hmm.
and then TikTok wasn't around,
Vine,
but even then, that's, like, that's all, that was, like, all skit-based. You're not building a relationship with content.
Yeah.
There was no, like, Christianity influencers really that I can remember like for a while, but now I think there's so many people that are able to make content that the range has now opened up from like you're good at making content to like you're a normal person and this is what you think.
Mm-hmm.
And it can go both ways. Like there's so much bad right now, like there's there's so many people talking. I mean, even Joe Rogan is and who was on the show, Cat Williams.
Yeah,
they were talking about.
I heard about Cat.
They were talking about, and he even talked about it on Shannon Sharpe's too.
Mm-hmm.
Cat Williams did. Sorry, Spider-Man, I didn't include you in that, but
sorry.
But they're talking about like the evilness that's being pushed out in the world, and like kind of like we need Jesus almost. That was like
that was what Joe Rogan literally.
Yeah,
said.
He's like kind of coming to that point where he's like thinking through that side of it more, and you can see it. But there's so much evil that's being exposed. I think that's another reason why the good is also being exposed, mm-hmm. quote unquote. Oh, like it's going out there.
Yeah. I agree with that. Like it's easier for people who have something to say about Christianity to get like exposure for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you can have one without the other. So for a while it was really neutral. Mm-hmm. And then all this bad stuff like starts getting pushed out, mm-hmm. and now we're seeing the good stuff come out too.
It is. I have a couple things about that. Number one, if Joe Rogan became a Christian, that would be huge for Christianity. You know what I mean?
It's almost...
think about it. Like, he has the biggest platform ever. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Number two, I feel like there's something in the Bible that talks about, like, when persecution gets higher, like, the Bible spreads quicker and more.
Like, that's the most prominent time for it to be spread.
Because it weeds out the... mediocre people. And I think that's what's happening right now. Like, because you think about it, like, you've seen the videos of, like, Cliff on the campus getting, like, screamed at. Like, it's definitely, you're getting persecuted more than, like, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So I think it is part of the reason it's like spreading so quick, you know? It is good to see.
Mm-hmm.
But it does make me, like, doesn't the Bible say, like, towards, I hate even bringing this up, but end times, like, there will be lots of false prophets and stuff.
Yeah,
that makes me nervous.
Because I think that that goes along with there's so much Christianity content. It's like, this is not all true. But you, like, it's hard not to, as a Christian, you can't put yourself in the seat of God as the judge towards that. So it's a really interesting thing, which I think is the importance of it coming down to actually knowing what you believe and what the Bible says to then use that as a gauge of, like, is this person a false prophet?
Right. Well, because pretty notable figure that seemed to drop off the Christianity bandwagon pretty quick, Kanye West. He kind of, like, I don't hear anything about him anymore.
Yeah.
And he was on it, like, hard for, like, a year. You know what I mean? I don't really hear him talking about it anymore.
Yeah.
I'd say his most recent album definitely helps
him. Speaks to that.
Yeah.
Old Kanye is back.
Yeah. Which is good for music industry, right? But...
but what's the music industry?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Not good.
Yeah. It's interesting. All of it's interesting.
I don't know what to think.
I've definitely seen the, if you don't mind if I jump in, I've definitely seen the uprise in the Christian content, for sure, amongst my Instagram and different pages like that. And I think it's really cool to see. I'm really happy that like, that's on my page rather than basically anything else.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it could be a lot worse, and I'm thankful that it's not. And I also don't like having Instagram because I waste a lot of time on it that I know I don't need to. But what I was going to say is that the cool thing, with the videos is I like going to the comments, and I was showing Henry a comment yesterday, but like, it's really encouraging seeing all the like cool comments on the Christian videos, mm-hmm. because that's even like more people that are getting reached by it and actually seeing like something new come from it.
Yeah.
And like, someone in the comments said, like, I'm an atheist, which is a good thing because an atheist saw the Christian content, and like, that's a seed, or at least it could be, you know.
I saw one that was like, I mean, it was a girl's study Bible she's used for like since she was a little kid, and it was like, one of the comments was like, I'm an atheist, but like, I love seeing people passionate about like what they're passionate, yeah, what they believe in. And I was like, you know what, like, that's okay, but like if for nothing else, she like saw that girl's passion in studying the Bible and was like, you know, maybe there's something there. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would agree with that. Like, it's outside of just, like, all these, like, it reaches more people than you think is what you're trying. I get it.
What are you guys' thoughts on, like, the videos where it'll be, like, it'll be like, oh, read this verse with me today, or, like, daily verse, but then it's like, oh, share it with as many friends as you possibly can, whatever. Because, like, it's spreading. It's, like, two things. Because, yes, it is spreading it.
Yeah.
The gospel, right? And you sharing it spreads it more. But at the same time, it's hard to tell whether or not they're just doing it for views or not.
Yeah.
Like, it's clout. Like, the more mm-hmm. you share it, like, yes, more people see the verse. But it's also, good. Your count is going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. It is kind of a...
it's a double.
Like, maybe if they clarified it was a non, like, monetized account or whatever,
yeah,
I would be more like towards that side.
Or but, just like, share this with someone that could use this verse today. Like, yeah. Make it blatantly obvious that it's not. Mm-hmm. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Share yeah, this I with think three that friends sounds a lot better
to
than,
spread the
like,
message of the
than
Lord.
Than share it with everyone you know.
Because the way it works is if you, like, say they talk about like a proverb or something, and you're like, oh, I know someone who's this would apply to.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I found this really good, and this is a close friend that, like,
yeah, I've been
they would be on the same vibe as me, like, yeah. how I saw this.
Right.
But, like, the way he said it was, like, send it to every person you follow,
yeah.
and, like, let's grow this account, let's do this every day with as many people as we can. Like, you can kind of tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely, by the way that's worded, I would be kind of like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah. And I know I get this one on YouTube, there's, like, the posts or whatever. And I get this one account that it's, like, it'll be, like, images or quotes from the Bible, right? But then the, like, caption they put with it is just, please subscribe. I'm like, so that's just straight up.
Yeah,
that one's pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's like, you have to say it, but there's a way to say it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Have you seen the video of the dude? I can't remember his name, but he used to be an atheist, I think. But he, like, doesn't...
On Rogan?
No.
doesn't convince this person to get saved, but like he's talking to a legit Satanist, and like the Satanist sits there and like listens to everything he says and like nods along with it, and then like the guy prays with him at like the end of it, and like that was like cool to see. Cause like the dude is in like, have you seen the video?
No, but I can picture what
he's
you're
in
about.
Like a full, like he has horns and oh, like, he's like a full he's... Satanist costume, and he's at like a Satanist like gathering. And the guy like talks to him and like prays with him, and like the guy doesn't accept it for himself, but like accepts it and lets the guy talk to him.
Yeah,
and you can tell like he's struggling. Like I think you see a tear at a couple points in the video, and like that's cool to see like somebody that against, because there's people who aren't like against religion, they just don't care, and then there's him who are against Christianity. Mm-hmm. Like to see somebody that against it. Like just kind of like be willing to listen to it at least.
Yeah. That's the why people, the Bible says, I mean, you believe when you hear. Mm-hmm. So that's the importance of speaking it out so that people hear it, and people who are like that Satanist dude, like he may have never heard anybody talk, like that may have been the very first time he ever heard that and had that opportunity. So it's very important to both, if you have heard, to speak it and like the words that you speak, people will hear.
Yeah. Well, and God like said, like, cause people are like, oh, what if somebody lives on an island and no people ever see them, and Christianity is not a part of their, but I like somewhere in the Bible, I was always taught like, if you like wonder, like God will send somebody. Like if you're like staying there one day and you're like, all right, like how is all of this here? Like, you start having those thoughts, the Bible's like, God will send somebody. Like, if you inquire about it, God will send somebody to, and then you make your decision past that. Mm. Like, God will always give you the chance to follow him, you know?
Yeah. Chris, any thoughts?
Yeah. I feel like I had one of those moments with someone the other day where it was, like, with me, I was being like, oh, that's crazy. I was just thinking about that the other day. I'm like, I can picture it in my mind, but I don't remember when, who, or where. And so that'd be pretty important piece of information.
Deja vu?
Yeah. But, yeah, I think sharing your faith is huge. I've done it at work a decent amount. It's just like when you simplify it into just like sharing your side of the story and just like people, there are people like it's – that they just have questions about it, and it's just like answering the questions, like, and it's a super simple thing of just how you grow any relationship with any person, but just like it's the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I were to I don't know, just talk to someone on the street and just say like, hey, how you doing, and like that's how we started the conversation, could definitely get to a point where like I pray for them for mm-hmm. sure. But it's just like sharing, it's just sharing your side of the story with them. And it's just like, I wish like sometimes people go too far with like, oh, you have to believe this. Yeah, like, you don't have to believe what I'm saying. I even told the guy, one of the guys I was talking with, he's like, everything could be like stardust and made from. I'm like, yeah, I mean, absolutely. Anything that anyone believes in takes faith. Like that could 100% be true.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Though, you know?
Well, it's like you don't. Forcing it upon somebody is going to push them away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You're hurting the cause of Christ more than helping it. That's why, like, they're like, I know some people who, like, only have friends in Christian circles and only do things with their Christian church friends. And I'm like, man, how are you going to spread the gospel? You know what I mean? If you have no interaction with, and, like, work in a Christian place, like, how are you going to have any interaction with other people to spread the gospel? You know what I mean? You got to have all that.
Do people at your work inquire about it ever?
Yeah. I think, like, I struggle with my language a little bit at work, so that doesn't really help the best.
Yeah.
But, like, they do inquire. And the thing I find is, like, a lot of guys I work with, they all know it all. Like, one guy grew up in church. One guy, like, his, you know, his uncle was a Christian or whatever, you know? Like, they all know a decent amount about it. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, like, I think if I grow and they see me growing, then they'll be like, oh, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just leads to conversations.
Yeah.
That's especially why, like, testimony is important, not in terms of just, like, giving a testimony, but, like, just how you act.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those people that do already know, the reason they, like, wouldn't like that is because they had a bad experience with, like, either people just being super, like, strict or judgmental, right? Like, you walk into the church and everyone's just staring at you, like, judging. And so, it like, it's not even a matter of you witnessing to them. It's just showing them that, like, not all Christians are, like, that's not what Christianity is.
Yeah.
Right? That's the person. That's not Christianity. That was just that person being like that.
And that's, like, that's the biggest thing I've been dealing with is, like, because
your testimony?
Because I don't have a good testimony at work, like, now I have to rebuild that. Mm-hmm. Whereas I, like, came into this job, like, whereas if I would have been doing the things spiritually I need to have been doing all these years, I would have came into this job with a good testimony, and I wouldn't have to rebuild that back up, you know?
But they will, they'll see you change now.
Right.
So it's still,
they'll see you change and be like, oh, he's changing.
It could be that much more powerful.
You're right.
Obviously, you're able to, like, you don't want to have a bad testimony on purpose, but what he was saying, it probably will be more, quote unquote, it could be effective.
Yep.
100%, dude.
I will say, like, nah, never mind.
Say it.
No, it's fine. I just would prefer not to say it.
Okay. I'd say your approach with, like, those guys at work, I mean, I would just, like, do they live around you?
Yeah.
Yeah, most of
them? None of them are going to come to church.
I mean, I forgot you don't go to church where you live. You go 40
times. No, they live in this area.
Oh, they live in this area?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would just ask them if they have a Bible, you know, and then just be like, hey, start in Matthew and just try reading your Bible and see what happens in your life.
Yeah,
you know, if you ever got to a point where you were in that sort of conversation, that's where I would go with it.
The thing, I think, like, what it's going to take, it, like, the guys that I know that I work with a lot, nothing.
Like there's no, they don't
like
want
the seed has already been planted because they went to church as a kid. You know what I mean? And so it's going to take something in their life, like life-changing, to be like, oh, maybe I could use what Kyle talks about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's what it's going to take.
I think at, like, that point, you just have to do little things. Like, honestly, just, like, get a notebook or whatever, walk up and just start asking people if they have prayer requests.
Oh, for sure.
Because that's, like, something you're like, I want to be able to, like, pray for people. It's not like you're not forcing them to do anything and you're caring about them.
Yeah.
Right?
I'd agree with that. Or, like, they say something, I'm like, oh, I'll pray for you about that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's where it goes, for sure.
I do have one topic before we end that's, like, not serious, but I just don't want us to, like, I don't want somebody to say, speaking of stop signs.
Oh, I got you.
And then
well,
I didn't get to get it.
I mean, yeah, speaking of stop signs.
No. Yeah, I will say one more thing before you can say that. That tomorrow is our Bible study on Monday. I was just going to say that I'm teaching it tomorrow.
No way.
I don't know.
Henry's teaching it. That's why I got excited.
Yeah. I prepared.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Dude, he's going to knock it out of the park.
Yeah, I'm going to prepare for it after this, actually. No, I'm just kidding. And it's about, like, the salt being the salt and light. And it's a very simple passage. And I was like, I picked it, but I was, even after, like, going to, like, thinking about it, I was like, man, this is, like, pretty simple. I don't know if I have a lot to talk about. But I actually do. And everything that we're talking about, like, reminds me of that passage. Mm-hmm. And
sorry, keep going.
And, like, the thing about being light is that it's just on. And the way, like, if, like, Jesus says, like, you are the light of the world as Christians. And like, there's nothing that you have to do to become the light. You just are. And then the way that you act is what other people will see because you are the light.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be sweet, dude.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I'm excited.
You guys should come.
I'm working second shift.
Second shift, dude.
Wait, why?
I'm on second shift for the next week.
Dude, you've
been on second
3
shift
to 11?
This whole week. Yeah, 3 to 11. It's the best.
Nice.
Is it really?
It's so lit.
Dude, it's amazing.
I get home. I go, instead of, like, staying up till 3 or 4, I just go straight. I just go straight to bed, and I'm up at, like, 9 o'clock. And I have all the way till 2 where I have to leave for work to myself.
Dude, I bet that's
the
awesome.
Only time it's not great is, like, when you want to hang out with people who don't work that shift.
Oh, well.
You working at, like, school?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it stinks on Friday night because you're working till 11. But, like, tonight, bro, I don't have to be at work until 3 o'clock on Monday. We definitely shouldn't go bowling.
Bring her.
I mean, that's Spider-Man. That's not Noah.
Oh, are you? Is Noah going out? Is he supposed to hang out with his girlfriend or something?
Yeah, that's actually where he went.
Well, we're going to have Lily or his girlfriend come.
Okay, what did you
guys should definitely come to Biosphere tomorrow.
Definitely should come.
Should Spider-Man?
Should I bring Noah?
Spider-Man and Noah should come. I physically cannot be there.
Is this a full suit activity?
Do you want
to
zoom in?
Do I need to be prepared to stop crime?
Yeah, right. We do take break at 7. Right.
Starts at 7.
I have 30 minutes.
Are you at?
FaceTime?
Are you in Dubai?
What?
Are you in the south part of the state?
Farmington Hills.
Oh.
Okay, here's my topic.
They got Wi-Fi down there?
Can you stop talking? Thank you. Right. Spider-Man?
Do never tell Spider-Man to stop.
I'm sorry. Please don't.
Shoot webs at
can
me.
Can you say that thing you were going
to
say?
Yes, dude. I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
What was the topic?
I have ADHD.
Wait a second. Didn't Kyle have something he wanted to say at the end of the episode?
Hey, Henry. Right behind there is a stop sign.
Okay, so anyways. You are leaving when?
May 12th. I have to be down there.
What would you like to do with the boys before you go down?
Good question. Yes.
Because we need to make that happen, bro. Because I've had friends go work at camp during the summer, and before you know it, they're gone.
The bucket list.
We can think of like 3 or 4 things to do with the boys. Bowling.
Podcast.
I want to go to a Tigers game with everybody.
We could probably do that.
Definitely could do that. The opening day is like beginning of April. So we'd have a whole month.
Yeah, like us, all the homies.
Oh, like whole squad.
Yeah, a whole bunch of people.
Like 20
like,
people.
Like get a suite.
What? Are we renting a party bus to go down there?
Dude, yeah.
All right, let's come back to reality for a second.
Okay, I will
it's
make.
It's just going to be the 4 of us.
Like
the Sunday
football homies.
Maybe a party here for sure. Are we having a good
bell cater? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I would like one of those for sure with like everybody. Yeah, definitely a Tigers game with.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, he's so sad.
Why?
Because I'm leaving.
Oh, dude.
We haven't left each other for like 10 years.
I was just trying to get the bit.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm not going to lie.
So.
It was good.
Thank you.
Can we do like a goodbye party and a friends goodbye party?
Sure.
Because this is family. We'll all be at the family one.
And you will also all be at the friends one.
Yes. He just wants to do two.
He would like the family event for one reason.
Oh, right. And we can do that. I don't know. Talk to my mom. You guys can plan it all. All right,
we'll figure it out today.
Spider-Man, you coming?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, Noah. Is Noah going to be there, though?
I don't know.
All right.
He might still be in the ER. All
right. That's fair.
All right. But yeah, so parties. Tigers game.
I want to go Tigers game. A third one.
Dude, we might have to go on the boat before you leave.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be cold.
Up north trip.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Carl's. Little,
huh?
Carl?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Not a good situation. He's got a cabin we can go to.
Aunt May?
Yeah.
Hey, my aunt actually, though, does have a house we can go to. For real.
Perfect. Where at?
In
Jefferson.
Harrison.
Totally should not do that, Holton? Dude.
Like, 30 minutes south of Holton. But, like, ping pong table, boats, pool table, bunk bedroom.
Yeah. That's easy.
Like, it'd be basketball machine. It'd be a good time.
All right, I'll be there.
I don't know about...
I'll go up there tonight.
I don't know about
like
it.
Like, the 4 of us?
It'd probably be the 4 of us. All right. I don't know about anybody else.
That's fine. Yeah. That's all we need, actually, is the 4 of us.
Well, easy. We can't make the other friends mad.
What other friends? I don't have any friends.
Dude. I'm just scared. Just scared about the other friends getting rowdy around my aunt and uncle is what I'm nervous about.
Oh, right. Maybe up there?
Yeah, probably.
What else do I want to do?
But it's cool. Like they just
do they live up there?
It's their lake cabin. That's a mansion. You know those people that are like, oh, yeah, we've got a cabin, and you pull up into, like, a gated, and you're like, all right.
Is it gated?
It's not gated, but it's, like, big. It's, like, it's not a cabin,
like,
bro.
It fit in a gated community?
It could fit in, like, a decent gated community. It's bigger than all the houses in this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But we could go. Like, they'd be up there, but it's chill.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to get back to you on that.
Okay.
The rest
of I just wanted to...
Definitely a bunch of... We got to do a bunch of stuff in the 9 weeks.
Because, like, COVID, when COVID happened, one of my buddies went to work in Florida at a camp,
and like it was COVID, so we were all nervous about seeing each other. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, dude, you got to come over. Like, I leave in a week. And it was like just like that. Like, his whole summer, I was never going to see him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. And I'm trying to measure out when I want to leave my job.
You could leave a little bit early. You got money in the bank.
Oh, I'm planning on it.
Yeah.
I was planning on leaving.
Salt dog.
Dude,
it's awesome.
Yeah, I was walking in a gated community one time.
And you got saw.
And ran into a stop sign.
No way! Shut the front door.
Oh, and I want to.
Sorry, my spider senses were tingling.
It is tingling!
I want to teach a class before I leave. Oh, wait, I just got to do it. What?
What?
Nothing. We can talk about it later. All right, next
Speaking
episode.
Speaking of stop signs. We're getting out of
it's
here.
It's been the Young Bucks Podcast, episode 96. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe and share. Please share to everybody that you know and all their family members.
Please. Like, now, share this Bible verse with all of your friends and family.
Spider-Man
you
wants
must
you
subscribe
share.
Right now.
Can you, Spider-Man, can you shoot your web and hit the off button on the camera, please?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Wait, hold on. Can you shoot it again?
Wait, hang on.
I'll shoot your hand into it. You ready?
Okay. Goodbye.
All right.
Peace.